Here is the morning Schwab market update for Monday, August 21st. Given how the markets hang on every word spoken publicly by Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, it only seems like he's always speaking from a mountaintop. This week, he will come close to making that metaphor literal. Powell's speech on Friday morning at the Jackson Hole Economic Policy Symposium looms as arguably the most anticipated market-related event this week. Investors roughed up by the market's August nosedive are sure to have ears up for any clues as to the Fed's next moves. Powell may be under pressure to demonstrate the central bank's inflation-fighting resolve, especially after a string of stronger-than-expected data that suggests the U.S. economy continues to chug along, even with the Fed having hiked benchmark short-term rates to 22-year highs. U.S. stocks are poised for a slightly firmer open, with futures based on the S&P 500 index up around 0.5% near the end of overnight trading. U.S. stocks are coming off three consecutive down weeks as rising Treasury yields, signs of trouble in China's economy, and uncertainty over Fed policy weighed on the market. The 10-year Treasury yield is starting the week around 4.30%, near a 16-year high. The 10-year Treasury note yield rose about 5 basis points to 4.302%. The U.S. dollar index dipped to 103.28. The CBOE volatility index futures were down 0.45 at 18.05. WTI crude oil futures increased 97 cents to $81.63 per barrel. In late July, the Fed raised its funds rate to a target range of 5.25% to 5.50%, the 11th increase since March 2022. Investors appear confident the Fed will keep rates unchanged at its September policy meeting. The outlook after that has grown murkier, and minutes released last week from the Fed's July 25th through 26th policy meeting showed that the central bank leaders remain concerned over inflation and a tight labor market. As a result, Wall Street has grown less certain the Fed is done raising rates. Inflation has steadily declined in recent months, but remains above the Fed's 2% long-term target. Early Monday, odds that the Federal Open Market Committee, or FOMC, the Fed's policy-setting arm, will hold rates unchanged in September stood at 89%, according to the CME FedWatch tool. For the following FOMC meeting in November, expectations rates would remain at the 5.25% to 5.50% range were about 63%. The bulk of earnings season has passed, but there are still some 259 companies expected to report quarterly results this week. Technology shares may receive an early boost from Palo Alto Networks, which late Friday reported quarterly results that surpassed analysts' expectations. The cybersecurity company posted earnings per share of $1.44 in the previous quarter, up from 80 cents from the same quarter a year earlier and about 16 cents above expectations. Company earnings are expected from a variety of sectors, including Dick's Sporting Goods, Medtronic, Lowe's, Macy's, NVIDIA, Toll Brothers, and Zoom Video Communications. Zoom is expected to report results after Monday's close. Once a high flyer during the pandemic, Zoom shares started a sharp descent about 2 years ago and have remained largely earthbound ever since. Zoom shares ended last week at $66.29, down 1.5% for the year and far below a peak near $589 in October 2020. Lowe's numbers are sure to draw keen investor interest in the wake of Home Depot results last week that indicated consumer caution on big-ticket purchases. Medtronic will offer a glimpse of the market for medical devices after the healthcare sector sagged this summer. Toll Brothers may provide insights into the luxury home market and could draw further scrutiny after Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway bought shares of several home building companies recently. Some short-term market indicators suggest equity prices may be due for a rebound after slipping much of this month, says Randy Frederick, Managing Director of Trading and Derivatives at the Schwab Center for Financial Research. Equity volume ratios for put and call options, for example, have reached a bearish extreme, which is actually a bullish signal indicating stock prices may be oversold. Read more of Randy's insights in his weekly Trader's Outlook. This week's economic calendar is relatively light, though investors will receive some updates on consumer sentiment and the housing industry. Scheduled reports include July existing home sales on Tuesday and new home sales on Wednesday. Existing home sales are expected to come in at an annual rate of 4.15 million, based on a Briefing.com consensus forecast, down slightly from 4.16 million in June. New home sales in July totaled 705,000, according to Briefing.com, which would be up from a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 697,000 in June. Other economic releases this week include durable goods orders from the Census Bureau on Thursday and the August University of Michigan consumer sentiment numbers on Friday. Key reports next week include personal consumption expenditure prices and gross domestic product updates. Here are some ideas to mull as you trade or invest. The habit of carrying a credit card balance is getting increasingly costly. The average credit card interest rate in the U.S. is now slightly over 21%, according to a report from Bankrate.com. That's more than 3 points higher than the pandemic record set in July 2019 and nearly 5 points higher than the average card annual percentage rate, or APR, in March 2021. Rising credit card rates are a direct result of the Fed's interest rate hike since March 2022. Many credit card rates are based on the prime rate, which is also controlled by the Fed and moves in lockstep with the Fed funds rate. The prime rate, which is typically about 3 percentage points above the funds rate, is what banks often charge their best customers. Consumers on the hunt for a brand new card are finding it all but impossible to secure a rate that's anywhere close to what they could get a few years ago, according to the Bankrate report. Rising U.S. interest rates are generating concern over expanding levels of distressed debt and possibly even a wave of defaults across parts of the corporate credit market. In a report, Goldman Sachs chief credit strategist Lotfi Kroy said he's generally optimistic over the U.S. corporate credit outlook, saying healthy fundamentals should allow most companies to weather a challenging borrowing environment. The risk of a full-blown default cycle is still fairly low, at least if we're talking about the next 12 months, he says. Quote, I would characterize things as mean reversion without a severe deterioration, end quote. Not everyone agrees. Bose Weinstein, chief investment officer at Saba Capital Management, notes that credit spreads are currently at the lower end of the post-global financial crisis range and aren't sufficiently pricing in the present high level of macroeconomic uncertainty, according to the Goldman report. Corporate defaults, quote, will almost certainly rise from here, end quote, Weinstein adds. A road trip over Labor Day weekend likely might set you back a little more than it would have earlier this summer. WTI crude oil futures, the U.S. benchmark, have rallied as much as 23% since dipping under $70 per barrel in late June. On August 20, they reached a nine-month high near $85. Extended gains or declines in oil prices typically take 2 to 4 weeks to filter down to the pump, which means it's likely retail fuel has further upside over the next few weeks. Pump gasoline has already been climbing. Late last week, regular grade gasoline averaged $3.87 a gallon nationwide, up nearly 9% from a month earlier, according to AAA. Some relief may be in sight for motorists. Gasoline futures, which reflect wholesale prices, ended last week around $2.59 in the October contract, down about 22 cents from the September contract. Here's a look at the upcoming calendar. On August 22nd, we will get July existing home sales and expected earnings from BJ's Wholesale Club Holdings, Dick's Sporting Goods, Lowe's, Macy's, Medtronic, and Toll Brothers. On August 23rd, we will get July new home sales and expected earnings from Foot Locker, Kohl's, and NVIDIA. On August 24th, we will get July durable orders and expected earnings from Dollar Tree and Gap. And on August 25th, Fed Chair Powell speaks at the Jackson Hole Summit, and we will get finally August University of Michigan consumer sentiment.